Here's your host, Chelsea Edwards.
Welcome to another episode of Chatting with Chelsea. I'm your daytime bestie, Chelsea Edwards. Today, we have a music history moment happening right here on the show. The king of the new jack swing, Teddy Riley, is in the building. I am so excited. Now, this is the genius who blended R&B and hip hop and created a whole new genre of music. From Michael Jackson to Blackstreet, his sound has shaped an entire generation. All right, but before we can bring out Teddy Riley, you know, we gotta be fully prepared and we gotta do it right. We gotta get ready to jam. Oh, jam. And to help us with that, you know, go ahead and dust off your shoulder pads, warm up your cabbage patch, because we've got viral dance sensation Choco joining us. Hey, hey, hey. There you go. There you go.
How you doing?
Thank you for coming on Chat with Chelsea. So good to see you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Now, you have been driving the internet loco for quite some time, since like 2015.
Yeah, about 10 plus years.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And so we've seen a lot of your videos, laughed and danced to a lot of those. But you also put up a dance video, like a tribute to 80s and 90s dancing, that actually caught the attention of Teddy Riley.
Yeah, in 2014 or 15, I was always doing like some 90s videos. I love the 90s music, that's where I grew up on. And this one video I did with the yellow bomber jacket, it hit like 10 million views, and Teddy Riley reached out and he was like, man, you got to perform with us in Vegas. It didn't happen because of our schedule conflict and all that good stuff, but it was able to spark a relationship between me and him. And then over the years, we just collaborated with different videos and stuff like that. So I've been getting my jam on.
Yes, jam. So have you met him in person yet?
No, I haven't met him in person. It's been twice we're supposed to meet. One for Vegas and one in San Antonio because they were doing like a R&B love with Keith Sweat.
Okay.
And something happened again. It's just our schedules.
Man,
we can never make it happen.
You know what happened? It was meant for you to meet him today. I'm chatting with Chelsea. That's what happened. All right, so I know you got to get me ready. I need a refresher. I mean, this was my time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
this is my time. But I need a refresher on these dance moves. So I'm going to kick off these shoes. Throw these over here.
There you go.
Okay, now what's the first move you want to refresh me
on? The first move that always comes to mind is, you know, I'm always watching Fresh Prince, and you know, I was always hitting with the, you know.
Hey, okay. And then you just let the neck loose.
You just let the necklace loose. Let the arm just swing. You know, he's always doing this moves. And then you got the, you know, the other moves from Poison. You hit them with that.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
Okay, so it's a double up on each side.
Double up on side, or you can just one.
You
good?
Mix it up however you like.
Then of course we always got the original, the Running Man.
Okay. Running Man.
There we go.
Yeah.
I know my chain
like
is on the mic, but we good.
I mean, you gotta have a chain though.
And then you got the you know, I call this like the side swipe.
What are we, a side swipe? Okay, let
me. So it's this way, that way, this way. There you go.
Okay, this way. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Hey, it's coming back to me now. It's coming back. Okay. All right.
And then we got the bam. Bam.
Bam. That's what we
call
it.
There we go.
Bam. That's one a little harder though. Okay. I mean, we should have called this a workout segment.
Oh yeah.
This is why everybody was fine in the 90s.
And we're gonna hit that MC Hammer typewriter. You want to go in front or you want to go side?
Ooh, okay, let me go.
So we'll
go
across this way, then go across that way.
I'm gonna let you go in front.
All right, so we're going, and you go in front.
Okay.
I'm going to rotate it. Oh, this is burning the calves right here.
Really? Golly. Ooh, we got somebody some health benefits today and bringing all of this back.
I mean, this is a little bit, you know, still in the 90s, but you know, you can roll around however you want to do it.
Okay.
Cabbage patch.
Now that is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
This is the one where they used to call me and my cousins downstairs.
Do y'all that move.
Y'all do that cabbage patch. Okay. Oh, I love it. Okay, I think we should like put them all together.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay. Y'all have some music we can play?
Yeah, that's DJ, where you at?
Yeah, there we go, DJ.
Where you at, DJ? That's cardio. Okay. Everyone's in shape in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, this is why. All right, I'm gonna follow your lead.
Hit with that first print. Bow, 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 bow. Let me do the side swipe. Uh-oh, Chelsea with the...
What are you doing that?
Here we go.
You know what, put the music on.
Okay.
Okay.
There we go.
Nice.
I gotta do a workout class now.
Yes. Okay. All right, y'all. We're gonna keep dancing.
That's why you're good. Oh, we're okay.
No, we're gonna keep dancing. But we're also gonna take a quick commercial break because we need to come back with Teddy Riley.
Hit that switch.
Welcome back. We are sitting down with the legend. He is here, Teddy Riley, the man himself, who actually created the New Jack Swing, something that I grew up on as well. I mean, you really shaped a lot of us during those primary years.
Well, I'm so happy to know that I've done that. It's a seed that I planted, and I'm overwhelmed, but I'm very grateful to still be here and still be doing what I'm doing in my 40th year.
Wow, that is incredible. I mean, that is, you have stuck it through, like all the different things that you've done all those decades. What does it feel like to still have people coming up to you and saying, man, you had such an influence on me?
It feels amazing, you know, just to still be in the number and still be around, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have not made it through even COVID,
yeah.
You know, so just to still be here and be able to share my music and write this book, you
yes.
know, it feels great.
Now, this is such a good read. Remember the Times, it's out now. You guys have got to go pick it up because yep. I learned so much about your life. Like many other people, I was first introduced to you through Guy, you being a member of that group. But there was so much history that happened before then. Like you started really doing music when you were like really young, like 9 yes. years old performing.
Right. Well, playing in church, but mm-hmm. At 14, 15, I started venturing out, trying to join a band, yeah. and they would never let me join until the keyboard player quit.
Ah.
And when he quit, you know, I kind of noticed, you know, I was like an investigator. Okay, the keyboard player quit. My chance to get in, and I used to walk around carrying my little Casio keyboard, and trying to play, you know, and I asked them, could I play for them, and they were like, listen, sure, if you don't know how to play, we taking your Casio.
Dang, it was rough out there in those streets.
Oh yeah.
This is back
I'm
in Harlem?
I'm from the hood, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank God, you know, I knew how to play, mm-hmm. and they auditioned me, and I wound up joining the band. 15, 16 years old, we were performing in nightclubs and lounges.
Man, it's so cool to hear how these opportunities just seem to present themselves for you. Because
yeah.
when you started playing in church, it was because the piano player
quit.
Yep. So, what do you attest that to looking back?
Well, I just think it's opportunity. It's like your chance, you know. I always think of a Harlem Boys chance.
Hmm.
You know, it's to get in where you fit in. And that's what I've done all my life. You know, I was always a team player. So I just said, you know what, let me just stick it out. You know, when you come from Harlem, the hood,
yeah,
everything is a great chance, you know, and everything is a blessing. You know, it's a blessing to just wake up the next morning coming from the hood.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But you also stayed ready, it seemed like, for those opportunities.
Yes. Yes. You always have to be ready. So, you know, before even joining the band, you know, I just practiced every song that my mother played, including the church songs. So So I had to know that. In order for me to do anything outside of church, my mother was always, you gotta know the church songs.
Before you do anything else, we're going to do some praise and worship.
Exactly. Couldn't get by with that.
Now, you did talk in the book about how you were growing up in Harlem during the crack epidemic.
Yes.
And so you did end up a part of that world for a little bit.
Yes.
Like, what really pushed you out of it?
Well, they pushed me out of it. Actually, my guys on, you know, who I hang out with and actually hustle with, they kicked me off the streets. And only because they knew I had a better dream. You know, this wasn't the dream. And they saw that. Mm-hmm. And when they saw it, it was like, you can't come on the block no more. And then, you know, my mom caught me on the block. So that's kind of, it was like, we don't even want to disrespect your mom because, you know, we want to eat at our table one day. And they did, you know, a lot of them did, you know. So what we used to do every weekend, which was the fun part of being a part of them, was we used to go to Harlem Wall, the actual club.
Okay.
And we used to see artists that I wound up producing later, like Dougie Fresh, Kumo D, Big Daddy Kane, and I have a show coming up with them next week.
Yes.
So it's the Legends of Hip Hop. So this will be my first hip hop show.
Wow.
Because I was never bought into hip hop or, you know, recognized as a hip hop producer.
But you really were.
I started with hip hop. You know, a lot of my songs that I did back then was big hip hop records, like The Show and How You Like Me Now.
Yeah.
Big Daddy Kane, I Work. And all those records, you know, that I've done back then, when the 50th anniversary of hip hop came, it was like, where's Teddy? But, you know,
such a big role.
But it's okay. I understand, because it's a lot of hip hop artists. It's a lot of people. And, you know, I'm just a producer in it, you know. I did a hip hop record, but, you know, before that, it was just all production. So,
I mean, you were so much more than a producer, though. You helped shape so much, so many careers, actually. And you worked with so many greats. Part of the book talks about your work with Michael Jackson. You actually spent more than a year out there in Cali.
Yes.
Working with him on Dangerous album.
That was a long process.
It's
like going to school for a whole year. You gotta do the whole course.
There's no break. It seemed like he did not want you to leave.
He didn't. You'll definitely read it in the book. One time he had left after we were singing the first verse of Remember the Time. And after the first verse, everybody was so happy. He was happy he got through it. Next thing you know, he disappeared. He got on a private plane, on his private jet, and went to Switzerland.
Oh, okay. Just up and went. Okay.
And didn't want to tell me, but I said, Michael, if you're out of town, I need to take a swing home.
Break.
Let me get home.
You
get
a break too.
Go back to Virginia. He was like, no, you can't leave. I said, but I miss my family. He said, bring them. I said, I miss my friends too. He said, bring them too.
Bring everybody.
He said, yes. And when he did, you know, my daughter was so happy. She's now, today, she's 38.
Wow. Yeah.
But that was the thing that I was able to, you know, give her. She was with the king of pop.
Yes. All right. Well, we got to talk more with the king of the new Jack Swing, more about this book. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Now, don't shake that rump too hard, because we're going to be right back, okay? All right. Keep it here.
All right. That's so cool.
Welcome back. We are still hanging with the king of the new Jack Swing, Teddy Riley, legend, music pioneer, and author as well. Have you always wanted to be an author?
I never even had a thought of being an author. I mean, just to have a book, and my writer who wrote it with me, I kind of wanted him to just get the credit. I just wanted my story to be told.
Yeah, it's such a good story, though.
And thank you.
I will say I cracked up when you talked about floppy disks and having to explain that to the youngins. So I brought a visual. Just so
I dug in my storage.
It's so funny because you were like, let me explain what a floppy disk is. Y'all.
This is crazy. Take a picture of that.
Take a picture of that. So you used to have to store some beats and things on the floppy disk.
Remember the time. All of Guy Records. Everything went on a floppy disk.
Yes.
Yes.
What is it like seeing how far the technology has come? And also, people don't know that you have played a part in shaping that technology as well for the music industry.
Yes, going to Manhattan School of Music for electronics in 1985.
Right back.
And just learning about it, that's how I'm so, like, you know, I'm so up to date when it comes to technology today.
Yeah.
Like designing different things in USB products.
Okay.
And I'm getting into the hardware world.
Nice. So. I mean, it's awesome that you didn't just like sit back and let things keep moving. You've actually been in it.
We would be lost.
Yeah.
My children would be lost. They call me for tech support.
Okay. See, that does not happen in my house. My dad is always calling me for tech support with his phone. Now, one of the takeaways from this book, I feel, is that you are trying to pass on to the younger generations some of the experiences that you had in the music industry that they could learn from. Now, I was, like, my mouth dropped at certain points reading about how you were taken advantage of. Like, what do you hope like future performers and artists take from your own experiences with that?
What I want them to take away is just knowing their business. You know, sometimes don't look to the lawyer to do everything for you or give you all the answers. You have to kind of make the answers and kind of decide for yourself, you know, what's your goals? You know, what's your end goal? Once you know what your end goal is, you know what your decisions are. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't tell you that way. They just say, let's just do it. You know, let's go. And that's how I used to be, because my goal was, I want my music to play on the radio station. I want it to play here, and I want it throughout the world. I want everybody to just enjoy my music. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think about the business. So there were a lot of projects now today, planting the seeds back then. I'm looking at these projects and I don't get paid from them.
Wow.
I don't earn the residuals. And the one thing about Michael, which I really truly value him as like a big brother, because he kind of told me a lot of things that I would probably miss in business. You know, he's like, are you getting this? Are you getting your neighboring rights? I didn't know nothing about this stuff. Neighboring rights is, say if you talk on somebody's record, do you know you get paid to do that?
Oh.
That's called neighboring rights. If you play a guitar part, it doesn't matter. If you walk on a record.
Okay, they're using my footsteps.
Exactly.
I need to be paid.
If you get paid neighboring rights.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so these are things that you learned way down the road. I mean, people, you were already successful. People already knew your name, but you were really
six,
learning the business.
7 years ago, I learned it and I got with a company, and a lot of it I couldn't get because it was past the statute of limitation.
Oh, wow. So you couldn't even...
That money is gone.
Wow. Okay.
I've played on almost all my records. And that's a lot of neighboring rights residuals.
Wow.
And I'm just seeing it.
My goodness. Yeah. Is there anything else that you want people to take away from this book?
I definitely want them to take away knowing street smarts. Because you're not always going to make it in the business smart. What I've learned from my education in street smarts is how to make up for what I've lost. And I've done it. You know, I've stepped outside of the music industry, and actually just maybe 2 years ago, I've never thought I would make any type of money outside of the music industry. And my CFO made me a believer. She was like, I'm gonna show you something.
Yeah.
So I started getting into the trading world.
Oh, okay.
And getting into trades, and I said, you know what? This is so incredible. It's like going to Vegas and winning a lot of money. And then at that point, I said, you know what? I work for my children. Mm-hmm. And I made them money, you know?
Okay.
And that was my goal, is let me make and plant the seeds for my kids so that they're gonna be good, and I could just sit back and take vacations, do what we wanna do.
Live your life.
Yeah.
So not only—
I never really had a chance to live my life.
Yeah, I love that not only are you continuing to educate yourself in new things, but you're passing on that knowledge and the residuals to your kids.
Yes.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with us.
Thank you for having me.
Love the book. You guys check out Remember the Times. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Much our guest Teddy Riley. Check out Remember the Times. You can get that online. Yep. And Choco, you get to meet him for the first time.
That's right.
So cool.
Now we're gonna see what he got.
We're about to see what he got. Let's start playing that music.
Okay, thank you so much,
you guys, for watching today's show. Wardrobe provided by Trezor Cache Boutique. Follow us on social at Chelsea Show Fox and YouTube. Subscribe to our channel, Chatting with Chelsea. Okay, I'm ready to do these moves.
All right.
Teddy,
so
you ready?
I'm gonna put my shades on like Teddy, all right.
Okay.
You know,
I'm ready.
There we go.
What else we got?
We got the running man.
Oh, I see you, Teddy. Still got it.
I got all these.
Okay.